In the last video, we talked about what Christian wedding officiants observe before the ceremony. Now we ask the next question, what do we do with what we observe? Observation alone is not enough. A wise officiant does not merely notice problems. A wise officiant turns observation into faithful ministry. Ministry Sciences gives us a helpful pattern. What am I observing? What pattern appears? What does Scripture reveal? What wise ministry response should follow? Let's apply that. Suppose a couple says, "We want a Christian wedding, but please do not make it too religious." What are you observing? They want Christian beauty, but may be hesitant about Christian authority. What pattern appears? They may want Scripture as atmosphere, but not as truth. Or they may simply fear that guests will feel judged. What does Scripture reveal? Marriage is before God. Colossians 3:17 says, "Whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." A Christian wedding cannot hide Christ. What wise ministry response follows? You might say, "I understand wanting the ceremony to be welcoming." A Christian wedding can be warm and hospitable. At the same time, if I officiate as a Christian minister, the ceremony must honestly witness that marriage is before God. That is wise ministry. Or, suppose a couple wants to write personal vows, but the vows sound like love letters with no promise. What are you observing? Their emotion is strong, but covenant language is weak. What pattern appears? They may think vows express feelings rather than bind promises. What does Scripture reveal? Love rejoices with truth, bears all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. What wise response follows? You might say, "These words are beautiful. Let's strengthen them so they are not only expressions of love, but promises of covenant faithfulness before God." That is wise ministry. Turning observation into ministry requires courage and gentleness. Sometimes the wise response is teaching, sometimes it is prayer, sometimes it is revising ceremony language, sometimes it is asking another question, sometimes it is recommending pre-marriage mentoring, sometimes it is referring to a pastor, counselor, attorney, clerk, elder law professional, or institutional authority. Sometimes it is delaying the ceremony. Sometimes it is declining to officiate. The officiant must not confuse kindness with automatic agreement. Christian love includes truth. At the same time, the officiant must not confuse truth with harshness. Truth can be spoken beautifully. A Christian wedding officiant should be calm, clear, and covenant-centered. Remember the organic humans framework. The bride and groom are embodied souls before God. They are not projects to fix. They are not customers to please at all costs. They are not self-created individuals inventing marriage. They are image bearers being invited to enter God's covenant design. This matters for every ministry lane. The one wedding officiant needs simple courage to speak clearly. The ordained wedding officiant needs repeated habits of observation and response. The church staff minister needs policies that support wise ministry, not just building use. The chaplain needs brief clarity in crisis settings. The life coach minister or romance officiant needs to turn wedding observations into marriage formation conversations. Weddings reveal patterns. Ministry Sciences helps us see those patterns. Scripture helps us interpret them. The Holy Spirit helps us respond with wisdom. A faithful officiant does not merely complete the ceremony. A faithful officiant serves the covenant.